You're not going to believe this, Harry. I actually prepped for this episode.
For real?
I have.
You've got a selection of cheeses in front of you right now?
No. I do have a picture of a bunch of words.
You've got a picture of cheese.
I've got a picture of a bunch of different cheeses.
And I'm going to lick the screen to see how they taste.
I have a list of every cheese that we sell at work.
But, well, hold the phone. Let's do an intro then.
I was like, oh, this would be a great episode to do a player record on, right?
Yeah.
I'm going off course for a second here. I just was doing a quick scroll down on this page of different world records to do with cheeses.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to hear this one?
Oh, we got, okay, yeah, go on.
This is Ludo M.
Yeah.
Ludo Masso in France.
Ludo, yeah.
They have a world record.
Yeah.
Most types of cheese.
Yeah.
Eaten.
Yeah.
Under a car. How many types of cheese do you think that is?
Hang on. So number, highest number. We'll do the intro in a second. Okay. Well, I think you've only got a few that are sort of very, well, I'm thinking it's more of a, it's like, you know, you can't buy cheese in small quantities. It's always as a block. You'll get single serving.
You can, actually.
You'll get single serving
of
cheese.
If you get to a cheesemonger, you can.
Yeah, but this guy's, it's a lot of money. Like, I'm thinking this guy.
It's not, it wouldn't be that much money. I could do it. I could go to work right now and slice myself off. Like, well, not right now, we're closed, but I could go and get, like,
very small amounts, you know, of, like, individual cheeses.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a lift. Go under my car.
Okay,
go under
there. Again, they are closed.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting though. You know what? Pause the recording. We'll come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. No, my guess for the
world record. We could break a world record on podcast.
That would be, that is the dream, isn't it? You know, the dream is we break a record on the podcast. We become Britain's number one favorite podcast. So for
United, just so
favorites.
You know, this is actually a record that has been beaten. Right?
Oh, okay.
Like, not the 10. Someone else had done 8.
Oh, so
and then was like, you know what? I'm going to break it.
So they had 10 different types of cheese under a car.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I mean, like, what's the difficulty, though? What's to stop me having 30 cheeses?
Yeah, why stop there?
Yeah. Surely it's how many you can fit within arm's reach of the... Unless you can have someone, like, feeding them. Like, you know, passing them in under the car.
I guess so, yeah.
In which case, you could have infinite cheeses under a car.
I don't understand.
Well, there's not really infinite cheeses, is there? Well, I'm looking... I've got list of cheeses Wikipedia up. Just
yeah, how many cheeses are there?
Holy shit. Like, it's sorted by country, by continent and then by country. And also including Jewish people of Eastern Europe under Europe. They get their own category, I suppose.
Anyway, yeah, 10. That's not a large number.
Yeah, no, it definitely feels beatable. I mean, even acquiring them would be... I mean, how many do you sell at work?
Over 20, I would say.
Fucking easy. So easy. You could so easily just get the... Just get some. Like, if you drove to work... Like, literally, this is so easy to beat. You could grab
it's
your
so
phone,
easy. It's prop trivial. It up.
Yeah. Prop it up. Slice off little bits. Because, I mean, I don't know. I assume, is there a minimum amount that the guy had to eat? Like, you know, you can't just have a crumb of...
Yeah, they are just kind of small pieces of cheese. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But, oh, my God. You have so many. A little tray or a little bit of plastic. You're under the car. You grab them. Pop them in. You could beat it in record time as well. Yeah.
Whole body must be under a car, must eat cheeses one at a time, must follow form of current world record holder. What does that mean?
Well, I'm watching
must
the video.
Must provide video evidence.
So yeah, I'm watching this video of the world record holder. He's got like a little duvet under there. Or
he
something.
Does have a little blanket that he's
all the cheeses on a plate with little cocktail sticks of varying colours.
They are also parked on grass, which feels like a good idea.
Yeah, nice sort of
I wonder
soft
if I could
surface.
Identify all the cheeses that they're eating.
This guy's got interesting eyebrows. He's got, like, they look sort of like big villain eyebrows. Oh, he's got, I recognise that as goat. He's got a bit of goat in hand right now. And there's he's got a Furby. About 40 seconds in, there's just a Furby hanging out.
That looks, I don't know. I mean, some of these are, that one's definitely Brie. It's kind of hard to identify cheese just based off a visual. A lot of them are just kind of this yellowish.
Yeah,
brick.
Maybe with some kind of dark speckles going throughout.
Yeah. Some of them have blue, and it's probably Stilton, but There's lots of different types of Stilton also.
Very true. God, you know your fucking cheeses, don't you?
I do. I literally work...
You're a cheesemonger.
Sometimes I'm a cheesemonger.
Would you describe yourself as a cheesemonger?
Probably not, because I'm not on the... Like, I don't do cheesemongery full-time.
Okay. Mongery.
Mongery.
You say that? That's great.
You know, sometimes. Sometimes I'm on the cheese counter, sometimes I'm not on the cheese counter.
Yes, you know. I guess, yeah, that's quite cool. Like, I look forward to the day we get to do an episode where, like, I know things.
Yeah, it's unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah, low-hanging fruit.
Do you know the name for someone who loves cheese?
Something file. Cheesophile.
Not cheesophile, no.
Okay.
It's a turophile.
Fucking turophile. Not in a million years would I have got that. Come on, I want another record. I want another word. If we're doing play a record.
Some of these are really funny. Okay. Yeah. Fastest time to eat a 2-pound block of Velveeta cheese.
Velveeta.
That's revolting.
See, this is going to... My lack of knowledge of cheese is going to let me down here. So Velveeta
is a soft...
Yeah, this looks quite good. It's like a really processed...
Let me look it up. Yeah, it's a soft processed cheese. It's much more popular in, like, America, I think.
Yeah, it says it's similar to American cheese. Oh, okay. 2 pounds. So that is...
A lot.
Just under a kilogram, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I weigh, like... 90 kilograms. So, like, that really doesn't seem... Record time. I guess it's very rich. I assume it's quite... all cheese is, you know, rich to an extent. So I'd say record time. I reckon you could do a kilogram of cheese.
He's got toppings.
On the cheese.
Yeah. I actually makes a lot of sense, because if you just had to eat, like, pure Velveeta, you'd probably just want to die.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I assume the record... I'm gonna guess at the record time being a minute or thereabouts.
It's 16 minutes.
16 minutes.
I don't doubt someone could do it faster.
Yeah, this feels like this is very much
they are the only person to have, like, attempted this record. Let's get that off the bat. What the fuck is he drinking? Is that pickle juice?
Oh, God, he does not look happy with the situation.
No, I can't imagine being happy about it.
Yeah, I mean...
What we got for... Right, wasabi, cinnamon, barbecue sauce, sriracha, pink bismuth, ranch, fish sauce, habanero sauce, sprinkles, and parmesan cheese. Why would you want more cheese?
That is kind of unbelievable. I assume this is what, to break up the flavor a little bit?
I think that's the idea.
Make it a little more palatable? Yeah. God, he looks unhappy. Holy shit. He's scrunching his face up and, like, properly just... I mean, it even says about, warning, speed eating can be extremely dangerous. Yeah. Please do not attempt this. You're above 18 and trained as a professional eater. Like, what the fuck?
That seems...
He just said reasonable. Time for some fish sauce.
Yeah, he does have fish sauce, though.
How do you say it? Nada? I don't know how to say this guy's name, but what are you doing, my guy? Oh, my God.
It's revolting.
Viscerally unpleasant to watch.
Genuinely revolting.
But, yeah. Come on, any other interesting... This record in particular is interesting because it's a particular type of cheese. What are you laughing at?
Slowest time to eat a slice of cheese.
This is... Hang on. First of all... I swear that those kinds of records are illegal. Like, you can't have it be...
These are not Guinness recognized, okay?
These are just fucking...
This is just some website that just has, Wild West. You know...
Okay. Hokey fucking haphazard cheese records. Right, okay.
Slowest time
to eat, what was it? A piece of cheese.
A slice of cheese, yeah. Oh, here you go. Fastest time to eat a 500-gram block of cheddar.
Hang on, you've piqued my interest. What is the slowest time to eat a piece of cheese?
It's 1 minute, 8.87 seconds.
Okay, well, hang on, let me get downstairs. Okay, let me just set up my phone to record so I can verify the record.
Let me make sure that I can confirm these rules for you.
Okay, yep.
Must eat a standard-sized slice of cheese.
What's a standard size?
Show me what you've got.
Oh, fucking on. Right. This is my piece of cheese.
I can't see it yet. That's not a slice, Harry.
What do you mean not a slice?
That's not a slice.
What do you mean?
That's not a slice.
It's a piece of cheese.
That's like a chunk of cheese.
What? It's the same mass.
It's not a slice. We have to set a new record. Slowest time to eat a chunk of cheese.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we're going to have to do it. I don't see why that's any less valid than... I need to find somewhere to put my phone. I don't see why that's any less valid than...
The video recording of this guy slowly eating a slice of cheese is private currently.
Oh, okay.
So I can't...
Well, that feels like it sort of invalidates the record a little bit. If history can't be verified...
Yeah. Well, all we can do, you give it a go.
Right.
We'll see if we can submit it. Right. So, rules.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
May not consume liquid for the duration of attempt.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay. May not put down cheese or stop eating in the midst of attempt.
Right, okay.
Must fully consume slice of cheese.
Okay.
And must provide video evidence.
That's fine. I think we tick all those boxes. It's an awful quality video, but that's fine. I'm also on the podcast. I'm on Playing Favorites podcast. Okay. Check it out on all your good podcast apps. That's just for the video podcast people.
If you're listening to the podcast, load up the video on another monitor or something.
And maybe just hit mute
mute it. And then, just have this audio over
the top. It's great. I've also got, I'm streaming this to May, my co-host, who is on this camera over here.
I can also see you in the phone.
and she can see me up here. So, I'll start. I can't really start the stopwatch because I'll start my hand here.
You're right.
We can verify it on this video as well. So, to describe it for the listeners, it's quite warm today, so it's sweating a little bit. But I've got a piece of cheese.
What kind of cheese is it?
I think it's cheddar. I didn't look properly.
Right.
But,
I'm ready to start. When do I start the clock?
Just as soon as you see
first
it go in.
Bite or first, like, as soon as you pick it up?
Teeth contact, I would assume. I think.
Okay, right.
Because to eat, not to, like, handle.
To hold.
Yeah, slowest, longest...
longest time holding a piece of cheese.
That would be an entirely separate record. Maybe we'll do that if we ever come back to this topic.
All right.
Okay, well, it's to describe for the listener, it's how big... how would you describe this little... It's almost like a sort of little wedge of... It's like a little wedge of cheese.
It is a, I would say, about 30 grams of cheese there.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe 50.
You could, like, fit it in... You know, everyone's got that, like, triangle on their palm.
Yeah, it's perfectly sized for a triangle of your palm.
Yeah, I think it's sort of that big. All right. What was the... I'm going up against the record for the
1 minute and 8 seconds, yeah.
Right, you ready? You got the clock ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, do I put it all in my mouth in one go?
No, I have no idea. No, you don't have to.
Well, but the video's privated. I don't know what I'm up against.
But you have to hold they don't in the video. You can see in the thumbnail they've taken a bite out of the slice of cheese.
Oh. I might go all in, though. I might push the boat out.
You have to hold... It has to remain in your mouth for...
Yeah, I might put the whole thing in.
It might just, like, become liquid.
Yeah, if that happens, it happens. Like,
and then you lose the record. You're not gonna...
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean I lose the record?
You're not gonna get the record if you eat it faster than 1 minute and 8 seconds.
Well, if it turns to liquid and I drink the cheese halfway through.
It's still... I feel like if it's liquid, it can... Right, whatever. Do whatever you want to do.
I'm just gonna pot it in.
It does say you may not consume liquid for the duration of the attempt, so...
I'm just... Look, for the sake of the podcast, I'm putting it all in.
Right, go
ready?
On.
Here we go. All right.
I've started the clock. Right, you have to remain eating for 1 minute and 8 seconds now. You're not allowed to stop eating during the duration of this time. Consider that. So, that's going to be important to keep track of.
You've got to commentate.
I'm commentating. You look like you're struggling, which is weird considering all you're doing is eating a piece of cheese. You're doing it very slowly. I can tell. You're really gesturing for this one. Mm. Right, we're about... Hold up, 30 seconds, okay? You're good pace. World record pace. Good.
First swallow good just there. First swallow.
First swallow. That consumed liquid. You've lost it.
No, I've consumed liquid.
It's saliva. There you go.
No, don't. Don't try and do me down while I'm beating the record.
You're doing fine. You're on pace.
You're supposed to be on my team here.
I'm on the 1 minute. 1 minute. You're already there.
What's this crunchy shit?
Right, you're past the world record.
You've done it. You've won.
Yeah.
You did it.
What? How old is this cheese?
It was in a Tupperware box in the fridge.
Have you finished?
Hey, I'm just, there's just residue.
Okay, right.
Well, oh yeah, don't stop. Oh, I could have kept going.
Oh wait, have you done?
I've done. Done. Time. Okay, time.
Right. 1 minute, 35 seconds.
New world record.
Write so that down.
So we did what you said you wanted to do at the start of this.
Set a world record. Yeah, we did. We did slowest time to eat what clearly was not a slice.
This video will be in the show notes if you want to see the video edition of Harry eats a piece of cheese really slowly.
Great stuff. Quality performance all around.
Well, good job, everyone. That makes a really good podcasting. Listening to a man. To be fair, I ate the raw egg. Like
you did,
and that was one of our most famous. You know, that's how we secured a place in the history books.
I hate to tell you this. Like, how did you feel about that piece of cheddar?
Better than the egg. I'll tell you that much.
Well, like we're doing favorite pieces of cheese right now,
Let me hold my tongue then. I don't wanna. It was fine. You know what? I like cheese. I'll go out and say it. Like, you know.
You used to not like cheese. I remember that.
Yeah, I've sort of come around on it. I remember the very first time I liked a bit of cheese, actually. So we've got a playing favorites anecdote. It was 2018. Uh-huh. And I was at a Christmas party with a bunch of, with a sort of theatre group that I was part of at the time. And we had a very nice, we were uni students, we had a very remarkably nice dinner. Everyone's going away, we're going to have a Christmas dinner. Loads of us, big long table. If I stall for long enough, I'll be able to find the name of the place in Swansea, Wales. But, we had, there was, starter main dessert. Starter, little fried piece of brie. And let me tell you, fucking
nice.
Good. Very good.
Cooked cheese is a different beast to raw cheese, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Although
I shouldn't actually say raw cheese, because that's a...
Raw cheese,
It's a different thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Pitcher and Piano in
Pitcher
Swansea,
and Piano.
Which I think is a chain. It was very good. I had a fried piece of brie, and I thought, you know what? This is good stuff right here.
Brie, pretty nice. Baked brie.
And then, because I feel like I've been on a journey with cheese. Because then, my mum's always been a fan of it. She always has cheese on crackers. Often in the evening, she'll have. And then I sort of just remember, coming home from work one day and being like a bit tired. And thinking, I just want something really, I've just been eating fucking the bowl of chips the kitchen gave me, and fucking, I want to sit down. I want to watch that YouTube video I'm excited to watch. I want fucking let's do some cheese and crackers. And that was sort of my intro into raw cheese, I just put some big
cheddar on crackers. Cheese.
Yeah, I think it was cheddar. Or might have been. I sprinkled some grated mozzarella on there. What? Yeah, it was quite nice.
Yeah, mozzarella on crackers.
Just as a sort of small update, by the way, I've been going through this situation in my life where I think I might be one of those people who develops lactose intolerance. Like the other day I had like 4 iced lattes and felt very unwell.
I think that might not necessarily be a lactose thing.
No, I'm equating to iced lattes. It was actually 3 iced lattes and 2 bowls of cereal. and I felt very unwell.
3 iced lattes is an uncomfortable
amount. But across the day. Like, and I thought, ooh. This is a little bit like...
Did you have a tummy situation?
Yeah, and it felt like what I imagine lactose intolerance feels like. And I was like, oh, God, so I've been trying to be careful with my dairy consumption.
That's fair, you know what?
Any day of the week, I would put myself out there for playing favourites. So, without question.
You did just eat a whole slice,
am I gonna need to, like,
of cheese.
So allegedly. Yeah, am I...
Oh, no. Excuse me. It's begun. The lactose is spreading through your body.
I'm going to have to put like a little... I'm going to have to put the professional eater warning on screen. Do not attempt this unless you're over 18 and trained as a professional eater. I'm not, but like, actually, I feel like I've, off the back of the egg
that,
thing,
that's
I feel
your
like
I've got the... That's your training. You've just started.
I think over the... I could say now, because we did the egg episode, it's been about a year, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I can say that, I've been eating professionally for at least a year, so
to be fair, I think a lot of people do eat professionally.
Well, I eat at my job. I work in hospitality, like, you know.
And I eat cheese there, whilst I
recommend food. Yeah, you're lying there under a car, just putting away little cubes of all
sorts. That's what I should do next time I'm at work.
Yeah,
easy way to put down the record.
If you're in that kind of service, you want to know your cheeses. You want to be able to recommend them. You want to be able to talk about them. You want to talk about where they've come from and their history. So yeah, I think that's a good way to pitch it to your management. Is to say, look, might get a bit of publicity, you know, May of playing favourites is going to be like performing live a world record attempting stunt, brings people to the, you know, to where you work and generates a bit of buzz. I'd cut out this bit of the podcast, send it over to your co-workers and they'll be all over it.
I've just found out cheddar's not a protected term in the UK.
What does that mean?
I thought it was.
Like how there's like protected inmates in a prison.
Swear to God, we've talked about protected terms before on the podcast, Harry.
What? In what context?
On the baked goods episode, I think we did. A protected term is protected designation of origin is also a thing where it's, you can't have, you know, if you have cheddar.
Yeah.
Right? So there is the township of cheddar, right?
Yeah.
Where cheddar was originally produced. It's a village. And that's where cheddar was originally produced. But now in the UK, if you have cheddar, that does not mean it was made in cheddar. It's just uses the same processes as cheddar to make
so,
the cheese.
Scotch. Whereas, Scotch is whiskey brewed. It has to be brewed in Scotland.
Exactly. So like there's, you know, other cheeses are protected. I mean, a lot of cheeses have, like, specifically they are named after wherever they are made, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, list of cheeses, classic play favorites, got the list of cheeses Wikipedia page. Because of course. Yeah.
Stilton is, you know, just a type of cheese, right?
Yeah. Do I have to put in the title of this play of this episode, you know, featuring special guest Pigeon? I don't know it was coming through on Discord, so I assume the recording was getting a nice bit of Pigeon audio just there.
Sorry, yeah. There is a Pigeon.
Got the window open.
Pigeon has joined us. Sorry, I was researching Stilton for a second there.
Okay, that's fine.
So Stilton does actually have a protected designation of origin.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've ever had Stilton, it was produced in either Derbyshire, Leicestershire, or Nottinghamshire. And only in those three counties can Stilton be made. Anywhere else, not Stilton. And that's why you get other blue cheeses that have, like, you know, they're just called, like, blue cheese. And it'll be made in, like, there's other cheeses like Shropshire Blue, which is very much like Stilton.
I had that for the first time recently, actually. That cheese. That's the most artisan cheese. Blue? I did. Well, I had Shropshire cheese. Is that different?
Maybe. Probably. Shropshire Blue is like a reddish blue cheese.
No, I did. This is the one, Shropshire Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I had it on a grilled cheese.
Where
wasn't
did you
that
get
great.
Shropshire Blue from? Did you just
we had
buy
some
from the shop?
No, we had some burger melts in the fridge.
Oh yeah.
And I thought that's quite a nice concept. And I was like,
I love burger melts.
But we didn't have any burgers.
I mean, it's literally just cheese, so you can just do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, and so I thought, like, you know, instead of having the nice established cheese that I know and love, I'm gonna have this like weird blue one. And then it wasn't very nice, and I regretted it. So
Shropshire
the moral
Blue,
of this story is to not try new. New cheese,
not my
really.
Favorite,
or new things, but it was right, for cheese.
Yeah,
lovers.
I've got a fun fact for you about Shropshire Blue.
Go on.
It's not made in Shropshire.
The cheese was first made in the 1970s at the Castle Stewart Dairy in Inverness. Of course, right. Where's the name come from then?
Literally no connection to Shropshire at all.
Okay,
don't know.
An alternative claim to the first production of the cheese from the Shropshire-based company Westry Roberts, just the cheese originated in the county that it bears the name of in the 1970s. So, I don't know. That's an interesting sort of, you know, geographical, unless they both made something similar
something
at the same
similar,
time.
Yeah. Sometimes these things can happen, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like, you know, different
I think
countries
it
discovering
is now made by
land.
But it's often made by a company, at least some amount of it, is made in Nottingham by a company, right, in Cromwell Bishop. which is
represent.
Yeah, Cromwell Bishop.
Nottingham cheeses. What? Not obviously both of
you ready for me to go
bread.
With it?
Oh my god! Well, you've got your fucking yeah. You sell them. So
well, right. So the biggest cheeses in Nottingham.
Physically. Huge wheels.
They're huge. World record breaking, actually.
You can live in them.
I actually have a book. Oh my god, how did I forget I have a book?
What? A cheese book?
I have a cheese book.
Holy Where shit, it's... What was the last one? Didn't you have like a... Oh, what was the... You had a book on a previous episode. I swear it was about fish, but like, we've not done a fish episode.
I do have a tropical fish book.
When did we do that? When did we talk about fish?
I have no idea.
Jesus, okay, that goes right over my head. Right.
Right. Can you hear this?
Oh, boy can I.
This is Gimlet's Guide to the Best of British Cheeses.
Incredible, right, okay.
You might be wondering, why do you have this?
Yes, we're all wondering it, May.
Fran's parents bought it for me.
Right, okay.
Because I spoke about the fact, we sell this book where I work.
Ah, so they just wired you money and were like,
yeah, I never, well, we were in, Bath at the time.
Mm.
And I saw it in a shop and I went, oh, we sell that where I work. I really like it, but I've never bought it. And they bought it for me.
Oh, okay. That's a nice little story.
It's a New Year's present.
Interesting. Okay.
So I've got a list of cheeses here. All of them are produced in the UK.
How many pages are there?
Just giving you some good book audio to work
with. This is perfect. I'm going to be slow.
381.
Fuck me. Right. We're going to, it's episode 43, so page 43. What we got?
Page 43. Let's have a look. Ooh. Cheshire.
Oh, I've heard of that.
But which... Hold on.
It's so great this book is audio.
The what is the word? The creamery that it's produced in is Applebee's. No, it's Applebee's, sorry.
Right, okay.
It's in Moshamley? Moshamley?
God,
in Shropshire. And they produce a Cheshire cheese. So Cheshire is a type of cheese.
Yeah.
Not necessarily connected to Cheshire. Do you want to see some... Okay. I've got some notes about this kind of cheese.
Ooh, yeah, go on.
Age at release is 8 weeks. It's a semi-hard cheese. It's got an animal Renee.
Yeah.
Its milk type is cow.
Great.
From, I think they're French cows. Wait, they're Friesian. Are these different kinds of cows that are listed
I never thought about the idea of making it with different cheese. Like, you know, can you do, like, oat milk cheese?
What? No, it's like goat and sheep, not like...
Yeah, but can you do like almond cheese?
No, because I don't think it curdles.
Oh, okay. Damn.
It doesn't have the like fat that you need for it. I have no idea. You'd have to look
I've done a brief Google and it doesn't look like there's much.
You can make whale cheese.
Oh, yeah,
and dolphin cheese.
Yeah.
And human milk.
I remember hearing like, I think whale milk is like really thick.
Yeah.
It's like sludge. Whale milk. Yeah, rich in fats and, comes in very large quantities.
Beautifully crumbly with a cracked quartz core. That's a really hard thing to say.
Cracked quartz core.
That gives aromas of floral scented cream.
Wow.
Palate flavors of citrus that fade to reveal shiitake mushroom and fresh herb, turning wonderfully earthy towards the rind. Outstanding.
Okay, I mean, I would trust the people who put this book together about cheese.
Here's a list of things that you can drink it with. Okay. Mid-bodied reds, semi-sweet whites, malty beer, or off-dry cider.
Okay.
Anyway, the reason I picked up this book originally was to look at Nottingham cheeses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you just find them, because while you're having a flick, I'm just wondering, like, do you get that? Do you understand, like, because, you know, cheese, like coffee or wine or any of these, I'm on the very surface of cheese, like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, the thing is, I've never understood, like, flavor, like, tasters, right, professional tasters and stuff like that. I think it's one of those things, right, certain people just have the palate for it and some don't.
Maybe, but then my understanding of that as a concept is that there's, you know, this idea of training your palate and notice certain, you know, and appreciate.
I mean, you can
certain...
go to like wine tasting evenings, right? Where like the idea is that they teach you how to taste good.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of, because like I think that this is definitely and not to even though I'm you know
you just let me get away with that.
You have to get away with taste good. No, no, it's fine. Because like I'm thinking, you know, like I've sort of on the again on the surface, I've been engaging with it with coffee recently. Like we had a coffee training day at work today, and it's like, you know, there's all these little things that go into it and little steps, and you can do this or this or this, and it'll give you different effects. And then if at this point it's too frothy, then you can do this and give it a good tap down, and you know. And it's like, oh, okay, I can appreciate this is you know, there's an artisanship to this, and, you know, there's sort of layers beneath the surface. Oh, that's interesting. And cheese, I think, granted, it does kind of come attached with a bit of sort of, you know, oh, cheese and wine tasting, oh, it's very sort of, there's almost a snobbery attached, but that's not any fault of the cheese, you know, that's you know, dickheads.
Got them.
Yeah. So what are you seeing with Nottingham cheese in particular?
Right. So there are two creameries that I'm aware of.
I'm so sorry to interject again, but how do you feel about the word creamery?
I find it very funny.
It's
What's the other? So there's Colston Bassett, there's Cropwell Bishop, and then there's another one listed here that I'm not familiar with called Stichelton.
Okay.
So Colston Bassett do a Stilton. Mm-hmm. Cropwell Bishop also do a Stilton.
Yeah.
And I've tried both of those.
Okay, thoughts? Live review?
Very, very nice. Really good Stiltons.
Yeah, okay.
Those are two of the three Stiltons that we sell where I work.
Yeah.
And they're just good. If you like Stilton, I know a lot of people are scared off of Stilton because it's blue.
Yeah. Is it like really blue? I get them all confused.
Stilton, yeah.
Stilton's
quite
blue. But it's actually still, yeah, it's like white with like some kind of like, it looks like an ore vein.
It's got like the veins
around.
Yeah,
it is horrifying, and I would not touch that. You couldn't pay me. Like,
you should eat it though. It tastes
what?
So good. Genuinely, it's so good. I'm not saying like eat it on its own. One thing really good burger melts.
Oh god,
like,
right.
That's where you have them.
Yeah, but I feel like what's going to happen is I'm going to put this on the burger and then it will pick it up and run away. Like it's going to scuttle off the pan.
It's not alive.
It looks alive. Like, it looks like the symbiote from Spider-Man. Like, look at it. It's like all
veiny. It's just good.
Shit.
Just try it.
There's one picture that's going in the show notes as the representation for Stilton. It looks absolutely monstrous.
Let me see.
It's got like greeny blue fucking...
I was looking at that picture as well.
Oh my god.
That looks nice. That would taste good. Okay, no, it doesn't look nice.
Yeah,
but,
no.
If I saw that, I'd be like, that'd be a nice piece of cheese. I'd have that.
And I guess that's it, right? You've got to sort of like, once you're in. But from the outside, it's like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, this looks all kinds of nasty. Like,
yeah, no, I definitely... I definitely get why people don't like it. I used to not eat it, right? I used to be very much against it. But then I tried it. I was like, this just tastes really fucking nice.
Well, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
And I like having it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're ever in Nottingham, you can go to the Colston Bassett Creamery or the Cropwell Bishop Creamery, get some of their cheese. Very nice Stiltons. I've also just found out that Cropwell Bishop Stilton is, Colston Bassett Stilton is not vegetarian.
What the fuck?
Because it's made with an animal Rene.
Who's Rene?
It's an enzyme that they put into the cheese.
Okay.
That, like, helps to, separate the milk, right? To curds and whey.
Curds and whey. There you go.
Yeah. Cheese. It's good.
It's kind of incredible.
Try more cheese. Don't just eat cheddar, okay? Like, everyone likes cheddar, everyone likes mozzarella, everyone likes parmesan, right?
Yeah, they're the ones.
There's a whole world of cheese out there. Try some fucking Gouda. Gouda's really nice. Try some camembert. Everyone loves camembert. Brie, lovely. Fucking, I don't know, Gorgonzola. I've never had it. It looks pretty nice, though.
Great name.
Incredible name.
Oh, yeah.
Wensleydale.
Classic. In fact, off the back of that, May, right, I've got new, semi-recurring segment. Is it weird, obscure town in UK or type of cheese?
Or both.
Well, maybe. But I've got Google Maps right here. I've got list of cheeses. Okay. All right. Harborne Blue.
Harborne Blue, probably a cheese.
Correct.
I'm pretty good at that. Orto and Town.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's makes sense. So I say I've tried to intentionally pick. I've got Iron Bridge Red.
I'm going to go with a cheese.
No, I've made that up. Iron Bridge is, I've zoomed in on it, it's just outside of Wolverhampton.
You just added a colour on the end.
Yes.
Iron Bridge is neither a town nor a cheese.
I've got, yes it is, I've got Warmington Stilton.
You're just, hold on, this is just cheating.
Is it not real. Has Harry made it up? That's no, you're correct. Warmington is a place just in the middle of the UK, like not really attached to any, like it's probably like one of those weird cult towns.
Yeah.
I've got what's here. We'll go with Buxton Blue.
I think you've caught on that blue is what you need to add. I think so that one's, you think that's made up?
No, Buxton Blue is extremely correct. I've got list of English cheeses.
I've never seen this.
Buxton Blue?
Yeah.
What do you think of Buxton Blue?
Oh no, this is just a colour. This isn't... I can't find the cheese.
You're just looking at the colour blue. Going like,
I know, there was one that was like a blue circle, and I thought that was the wax. I thought it was like the rind of the thing. But no, it's just a paint circle. Shut up.
God,
this
funny.
Just looks like Stilton. Yeah.
Final one. Nice. Yeovil Cheddar.
It's not real.
No, I made that one up. Yeovil's just a town in the south.
It's also a game, apparently.
Yeovil? What?
Yeovil. Yeah.
I, in preparation for that bit, pulled up, I've on relatedwords.io/dairy, and I've just got a bunch of dairy words. But I think it's like computer generated, because it's, some of them are a little bit weird. So like, you've got creamery on there, you know, you've got...
Yeah, normal.
You've got, you know, udder. You've got, you know...
Normal, yeah.
White liquid. You've got milkable.
Nope.
You've got manure.
Why? These are... There's slaughterhouses on here. I guess it's because it's dairy related, not...
Yeah, and so they've kind of like... You know, it's again, some kind of algorithm's gone a bit rogue when pulling together a bunch of...
This is fucking Ultron.
Yeah, it's like, you know, scanned the net. Mammary gland.
British Railway milk tank wagon. Internal combustion engine.
Like, that What's one's a little bit... On? Yeah, labour costs. How is it related? How is the website related these to...
The fucking neural net.
Yeah. It's just frightening.
Oh my god. Artificial insemination.
Like, let's just, you know, let's get away. We're just... I'm a little bit afraid.
Let's escape.
In fact, I almost wonder, like, is it time for the people's favourites? Because, like, you know...
We've kind of... We haven't even really talked about many cheeses.
About cheese in general, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
I love cheese, is the thing. Yeah, I feel like that's come through, though.
I think we've done a good job of representing our opinions. You know, it comes...
Oh, we haven't even done the intro yet.
Oh. go on, then.
No, we'll talk about people's favourites.
Oh, okay, we'll save the intro for later. Yeah, okay.
It's good.
Keep people, you know, always leave money
more. Finisher.
But, okay, we're playing WWE. Okay, yeah, people's favourites then. I mean, like,
Let's go with a normal one, okay?
Okay.
This one's from Afro Man. Thank you, Afro Man. Afro Man has written in with sharp cheddar.
Cheddar.
Now, the reason I wanted to bring this one up is because cheddar is default cheese, right?
Okay, yeah.
But, previously, I feel like we have a habit of, when someone chooses a default answer, we criticize that, right?
So, sometimes, like, yeah.
You know, it's pick something a bit more out there. First off, I want to establish, sharp cheddar and mature cheddar are the same thing, okay? It's just
already,
it's UK is mature... US
already,
there's
an adjective that snuck in here that I don't fully understand.
Mature?
No, sharp.
Sharp is mature. It means the same.
Okay, I don't know what
you
that
know
means.
You know what mature cheddar means, right?
Is it just like the richness that's...
Well, I mean, it's literally... What does mature mean, Harry?
Old.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like old cheese.
It's to do with like the amount of time that's aged.
That
and as it
like,
ages, it gets a sharp
flavor.
Down
the back of the settee.
So... There's mild cheese, and then there's mature cheese, and then there's a sliding scale of
as you leave it. Does that? Yeah. I assume that doesn't go infinite, right?
You can't
have like a 1,000-year-old cheese that's like
don't know.
Begun to think about it.
Technically, I think if a cheese was sealed enough,
then, like, because, I mean, the thing about a cheese rind is cheese is good until you open it, and then it will, then you introduce new bacteria to it, and that's when it can go bad. If a cheese is perfectly sealed, then the rind should keep it theoretically forever. Obviously, that would only be if you had a rind that was, like, unbreakable. but, I mean, it's the same with, like, it's the reason why, like, you can have a steak raw in the middle. You know, the outside layer is thick enough that bacteria can't be introduced to the, you know, the middle. The center is protected by the outer layer. So that's how you age cheese. Anyway, we're talking about mature cheddar.
Sharp cheddar.
It's good.
This is the thing, right?
I was going to say, usually...
Actually, you've caught me at a bad time for liking cheddar, because I can feel things happening in my stomach.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I'm going to have some fun dreams
I just really
tonight.
Like cheddar. It's good.
It's, good baseline. Anything. Well, actually, you always say it's like a standard cheese. In my experience, the standard cheese is mozzarella.
Okay, standard cheese. Right. Here's the thing with mozzarella. So mozzarella is actually the most popular cheese in the US, I think.
Really?
Yeah, the highest sold at least, cheddar being second. But the thing with mozzarella is mozzarella you can't put on everything, right? It's a specific kind of cheese, and it's good for cooking. But, like, you know, mozzarella in a salad? Probably not.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do it. I mean, it also depends on if it's fresh mozzarella or...
big soaking wet mozzarella.
Yeah, that's fresh mozzarella.
Okay. Because I just love that exists. I think
it's really,
really
cool.
Fun.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
that's
like a big
the
blob
traditional
floating
cheddar that you mozzarella that you would put on like you wouldn't put on pizza and make it too wet, but I think you use it for cooking.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Anakin Skywalker floating around in a big Bacta tank to keep him alive.
It, yeah. Like, it's just, it's of, just like, kind of there and
big
it's
white blob
wet.
Living in a wet cage.
Yeah, mozzarella is very popular, but I wouldn't call it. I think. Well, Harry, let's have a look. Most popular cheeses. This is usually your bit.
Well, that's the thing. Are you doing UK's? Are you doing
United
favorites?
I'm United favorites right now.
Wow. Okay. And player record in the same episode. Are you about to United favorites me?
Well. Maybe, if I can find a good list of it here.
Oh my god, okay.
Top 10 most popular English cheeses.
Shropshire.
Shropshire Blue, number 9.
Okay. Okay, number 9, good. Mozzarella, obviously.
It's not English.
What do you mean it's not? Oh, wait, so it's got to be from
English.
English
cheese, yeah.
Ah, okay, so, cheddar.
Cheddar, number 1.
Yeah, okay. Have I said Shropshire?
Yes, that was number 9.
Okay. Good. Yeah,
I'm astounded at your ability currently.
Well, I don't know. This would be the perfect United favorites.
We've talked about other cheese. It would. I would have got
Wensleydale
is actually not that popular. Famously, actually, Wensleydale Creamery almost shut down until
and then
Wallace and Gromit came out
and
saved it.
Okay. Oh, I know.
What?
Fucking Red Leicester.
Red Leicester's on there. That's number 6.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Number
6. So there's there's 4 more above that you haven't gotten yet. One of them I'm astounded. We spoke like half the episode about it.
Goat's cheese.
No! What are you talking about? We didn't talk about goat's cheese at all!
What one did we talk about for half the episode? Cheddar. I ate cheddar.
Got cheddar already.
What are you talking about? Half the episode.
Oh my god, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. Oh, is it that fucking... Is it the symbiote one? Blue. Blue cheese. Blue cheese.
What's it
it's
called?
Blue on there.
What's the...
Blue cheese.
What's the cheese called?
I don't know. Shropshire Blue.
How do you not know?
Something is it something blue or is it
no.
blue something?
Yeah, blue something is
blue.
Fine.
Blue harvest.
Oh my
blue,
god!
No, not blue Leicester. It's Red Leicester. Blue. Oh no, it is on the tip of my tongue. Blue. Oh, just put me out of my misery.
Stilton.
Oh. Oh, right. I don't know if I would have got that.
What do you mean?
I was thinking blue. I was thinking, because they've always got blue the colour Stilton. In the no, if people just call it Stilton, though. People, no one's going around calling it blue
well,
Stilton.
But there's white Stilton as well.
Yeah, but that's, you'd specify if you wanted white Stilton. You
wouldn't. Well, yeah, people better fucking specify if they want blue Stilton as well. How many times we get people coming into work going, oh, could I have some Stilton, please?
Yeah, and you know
we've got like four different varieties of Stilton.
You know they want blue, though. This is insane.
Yeah, but which blue do they want?
Shropshire blue.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Right, well, I literally can't name any other cheeses.
Okay, well, Cheshire, which we did also
talk
about.
Yeah, fair enough, right.
Applewood, which...
Oh,
I've
heard you mention it.
Yeah,
I don't
love Applewood.
Has it got apples in? Is it like an apple?
No, it's made with applewood, as in, like, the wood of an apple tree.
Is that what they encase it in?
No, it's a smoked cheese.
Oh, that's what they burn. Okay.
Although... It's actually not smoked. It's just made with a artificial smoke flavouring.
Oh, they just, yeah, liquid smoke, yeah.
Yeah. Double Gloucester as well. That's another very popular cheese. We sell that.
Is that on the list?
Yep.
Never in a million years.
Oxford Blue.
Never in a million years. Who's eating this?
Devon Blue.
Who's eating this?
Probably people who live in Oxford and Devon. The number 10. Number 10.
Yeah.
Stinking Bishop.
Oh, okay. You know, that's like a meme cheese.
It is a meme cheese. People fucking love that shit, and I don't understand how. It's awful. It smells revolting.
So you've tried it. You've had it.
Mm. We sell it at work, and anytime anyone asks for it, and we don't have any sliced, I want to die. It's,
oh, wow.
I know it's called Stinking Bishop.
Yeah, it's clue is like, in sort of the name, really.
It do be stinking.
Yeah, okay. Well... Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have guessed, but fair enough.
Right, what else we got?
Needless to say, this is the last time I'm licensing United Favourites to you, because, I mean, it's been...
Because you had a piss-poor performance. Couldn't even get one of the cheeses we spoke about.
Don't mock me.
You're mocked. Get mocked.
Right. Well, we were supposed to be doing we've done like a United Favourites nested into the People's Favourites. We've gone completely off
the rails. Fine, we'll move on.
Right.
This one's from Maria. It's another cheddar. It's Wisconsin cheddar. Thank you for writing in, Maria. Now, this is something I wanted to bring up. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about... Because we've spoken a lot about UK cheeses. We briefly mentioned other European cheeses. But we haven't really spoken about the cheese situation in the US.
What's it like? You've got a finger
on
the pulse of the nation.
It's dire. It's miserable.
US cheeses.
They have mozzarella is the most popular one over there because, you know, obviously pizza, there's a lot of Italian population there.
Yep.
They have one blue cheese, apparently, I've just learned, which, you know, great. They probably have Stilton over there somewhere, but I don't know. They got like 800 different varieties of processed cheese, right?
Well, American cheese, I think. That's processed cheese, isn't it?
Well, there's Velveeta, as we spoke about earlier.
No, because I think that's different.
Velveeta is a processed cheese.
Well, yeah, it's a processed cheese, but American cheese is also its own kind of cheese.
Yeah.
Which I assume you hate.
No, I think it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't, like, it's fine on a burger, which is what it's used for, right? Like,
usually, yeah. I think I would happily eat it, like, on its own, though. Like, I would happily
have
a piece.
I wouldn't do it happily, though.
You do it sadly. Just sadly nibbling on a piece of cheese.
Wisconsin cheddar. I would really like to try some, because, I like cheese. I want to see if Wisconsin cheddar is, up to par
if it's on
the British standard. I just think it's interesting how the cheese situation is so different in the US.
The cheese
right?
situation.
I mean, yeah.
The cheese conundrum.
Because like, because cheese over here is like a big thing, right?
I suppose.
You know, like, it's here in like France are kind of I guess Italy as well. But, you know, there's a connection to cheese. You know, a lot of cheeses are named after our places because that's where they were made originally. I've also just thought of another US cheese, Monterey Jack, which is really nice.
Ah, okay.
Right, let's move on. I just want to do a quick mention. Abby put in Pepper Jack,
Okay.
Which is Monterey Jack, but it's flavored with chilies and herbs.
Oh, so it's pepper as in...
And I love pepper jack cheese. Holy shit.
That's interesting.
I
so spiced
love
cheese.
Spicy cheese.
Wow, that sounds like an interesting time.
It's really good.
We've tried sort of overly spicy things in proximity of each other. We did try that sauce made from the third spiciest pepper in the world.
Yeah, it was kind of mid.
Yeah. I mean, you said at the time... Yeah, I didn't... That's probably where my lactose intolerance came from, because of the amount of milk I had to drink to put out the fire.
Honestly, that's possible, yeah.
But, I mean, I remember you saying at the time, you said, like, oh, if you like spicy food, you know, give it a try, like, you know.
Yeah. I stand by that.
Fair enough.
I love spicy cheese so much.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'd heard of pepper jack because of you always talking about cheese every day of the flipping week. But like, I didn't know it was made with. I assumed it was like peppercorns, like black pepper.
No, it's spiced.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fair enough. You said that was a little message.
Little add-on.
Playing favorites bonus. So yeah, wow. I mean, okay. Again, it's difficult. I appreciate everyone's favorites. However, I have no idea what any of them mean because I've never had cheese before in my life.
Okay. One day we're gonna take you on a cheese tasting wild tour.
Could be a nice little playing favorites day out. I mean, we did already break a world record, kind of in today's episode. I don't know because there's a whole chunk versus slice debacle.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see if they allow.
I'll submit it, and we'll be in contact, and we'll figure all that out.
Yeah.
So that's great. So I guess that leaves us then with our favourites, doesn't it? Doesn't it just? So I mean, where are you at with this? I think
I know my favourite cheese.
You do?
I don't. I'm really debating between two.
Same here. I think I'm locked in. However, I think things could go. If, you know, you're debating between two and I'm debating between two, on the sort of the, what do they call those, like, you know, grids.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking on the rubric slash sort of graph of, like, the two you're debating between and the two I'm debating between, I think there is a chance that the same cheese could be in there.
Okay.
Unless yours are two weird artisan, you know, sort
Don't
of
really
Bulgarian.
Artisan, no.
Okay, right.
I have a feeling your favorite cheese is going to be like fucking mozzarella. So
okay, well,
it's going to be parmesan or some shit like that.
Okay, well, neither of those guesses are correct. So should I just say it? I'm just going to lock it in.
Go,
well,
yeah, lock it in.
No. I'm going to. It's locked in.
Yeah, and I get one more shot.
That's fine. And also, maybe a quick, speedy little honorable mention.
Okay,
right, I think it can't quite be my favorite because it's still being developed. It's too vague. It's too nothing. Vegan cheese, I think, is absolutely exceptional. Okay. Absolutely love vegan cheese. It melts beautifully. Love it on a toasty or like a grilled cheese or something.
My only issue with vegan cheese.
Mm.
You're right. Because vegan cheese is designed, right? It's made in like a lab to
be. It's like Korean, the language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Made in a lab.
I was so confused about what you meant.
It's designed from the ground up. But I think that it's just a little too, like, flavorful for me, right? And okay. Like, artificially flavored.
Right. Yeah, understandable.
It's very strange to me.
I knew that you've sort of, you know, recently turned vegetarian and have sort of been exploring that world. Yeah. I thought, okay, maybe there's a chance that is one you've just, you know, landed a bullseye on. But if not, and my favorite, do you want one more guess?
I do, yeah, because I think it's going to be brie.
Incorrect. Damn. Good guess, though, off the back of that anecdote. No, yeah, my favorite cheese is actually just fucking goat's cheese. It's so good.
Oh, okay.
Holy fuck. And, like, I almost don't want to like it. Because, like, goats are kind of scraggly. They're kind of not a, you know,
not necessarily associated with milk.
Yeah, like, goat's milk is a little bit, a bit watery. No, I'll be all right, thank you. I'll pass on the goat's milk today, Father. But, like, goat's cheese, creamy.
Is there any specific goat's cheese you like, or is it just
the
general?
One from Tesco.
Right, okay.
Goat's cheese, Or so. Sainsbury's.
That, yeah.
But no, I mainly use it in that, I was telling you about it the other day, that the stuffed peppers recipe that I did.
Oh, yeah. I've never properly had goat's cheese, to be honest.
Oh my God. It's because of that creaminess. It's so versatile.
Yeah.
Because you can just mix it and you almost get like a sort of, it's good at binding things together.
Yeah,
cooking.
I don't typically like creamy cheese.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm wondering, because we've actually not really explored sort of cheese's place in cooking that much. We briefly alluded to cooked cheese at the beginning, but I love using, honestly, all of my biases go away as soon as that cheese is melted. Granted, the Shropshire Blue experience was a little bit, mix this up, get it in some rice or get it, in like a sauce or something like that. Yeah, goat's cheese is absolutely gorgeous. I love it as well.
I'm surprised by your answer here.
Really? Okay.
But, it's a good answer. Have you ever tried feta?
God, I think I did. I think someone... Because I passed on the stuffed peppers recipe and someone then made it their own and changed it. I think they
changed
used feta.
That's very common in stuffed peppers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that was... So I had it in the peppers and that was very nice. And yeah, so similar kind of creaminess.
Yeah,
and
feta is made usually sheep's milk, but... sometimes a mixture of sheep and goat's milk.
That's
very
nice. I know they do that a lot in cheese, but it does feel a little bit against God. Like, it feels like...
What? Having a mixture of two different animals' milks?
It's like, people who have, like, turduckens at Christmas. It's like, Jesus Christ, you're taking individual bird corpses and sticking them into, like, what?
This is the thing I've thought about when having, like, any kind of, like, milk, though. Like, animal milk, specifically.
Yeah.
It's like... Because when you have a carton of milk, right?
Yeah.
I remember, I can't remember at what age it was, but like at some age I had the realization of, that's not one cow. That's like 800 different cows' milk has been just kind of accumulated into this one bottle. And I don't know, something about that freaks me out. Knowing that like, it's not just one cow. It's a whole army of them have worked together to produce this pint of milk.
But do you know how old I was when I had that realization? About 25 seconds ago. I need to think about that.
It's wild to think about, isn't it? It is kind of shattering when you kind of have that moment where you're like, wait, this is not like... One cow is put in the work to make this.
Oh my God. Cow
put in the work, and then it got put into this huge vat.
Big tank, yeah.
Full.
Like, yeah, and then they deposit
siphon
that into the bottles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
I did notice you go, like, eerily silent after I mentioned it, so I was quite worried.
That's so fucked.
It's just going to be something you'll think about every day now.
That's good, yeah, thank you for that. So, your favourite. Let's quickly move on.
Do you think you could guess it?
So it's not some like, you know, from the hills of
no,
Montgomeryshire.
It's not
like
a specific Montgomeryshire.
Yeah, like it's okay. But is it like, you know, because there's a tier list. There's cheddar, mozzarella, you know, and then there's like
I'm
gorgonzola.
It's
you know.
Up on the tier list, yeah.
So it's one of the
it's popular.
Okay. Fucking let me think about the context. When are you having your cheese? You're not having cheese on crackers, though, are
sometimes
you? You're not. No, you don't. You're not having cheese on crackers. No, you don't.
I do.
You're having cheese on like a pizza.
I do have cheese on pizza too. You're right.
Or maybe a sandwich.
That's also correct. Yeah.
So I think you're having Stilton.
I mean, it's a solid answer. Why would you have Stilton on a sandwich, though? I mean, like, the cheese you have on a sandwich and on a cracker is quite similar, actually, I would say.
Yeah, but you're not having it on a cracker. You're having it on a sandwich. And I think that, like...
Why would you not have Stilton on crackers?
Because Stilton feels like it's, you know, you've discovered that. You tried it once because it was the only fridge you had in the house. And you
only
were like...
fridge I had in the house. my Stilton fridge was the only one left.
It's like a huge walk-in fridge just full of cheese. No, yeah, is there anyone you had knocking about and you tried it and you thought it was good? So Stilton is your favourite. And yeah, I mean, like, why, what is it about Stilton that, like,
It's not even my favourite.
What is it about Stilton that you like so much? May?
It's not even... I didn't even say it.
Tell me Stilton.
Do you want another guess? Or?
I don't know. What is your favourite cheese? Oh, but well, that's down on the tier list.
It's one of the top 10 most eaten cheeses in the UK, Harry.
Yeah, but by fucking... Think about the people that are polling for that. They're all you. They're all people you.
If you can buy it at Tesco, it's one of the most popular cheese... Like, it's not that low on the tier list, okay?
That's bold. There's so many you can get. You know,
if it's not in the specialty aisle of Tesco, where they've got
going to the back room, okay,
you can only get it in the back rooms.
Back rooms,
jeez. You have to.
That's honestly, that is fucking. I want to do I want to contact a cheese company now and do a playing favorites limited run of backrooms cheese.
We're getting the ad for it is that we're just recording walking around a creamery, but there's just no one there. And this you look around a corner, and there's just a shadowy figure at the end of it. Just they slide you a wheel of cheese,
roll around the corner. what Applewood?
Applewood, yeah.
Applewood. Applewood.
Yeah.
Applewood.
Applewood cheese.
God, can I change to back rooms? No, okay. Applewood cheese, yeah. I mean, and you said it's what? So it's a smoked cheese?
It is. Well, it's not actually smoked.
This
smoked flavoured cheese.
Yeah, okay. That sounds quite nice. I had a smoky cheese in. I had a German smoked cheese.
German smoked cheese is good too.
Yeah, they brought it into. We tried German foods in year 8 at school, and I remember quite liking it.
Smoked cheese is just really nice. Yeah.
Cheese experience. Yeah, okay. And what context are you eating it?
Why is that a question? I don't know. Whenever I want, when I want cheese,
you just keep some in your pocket.
I don't plan out when I'm having cheese.
You're right.
It's
a stupid question because that the other week we were just talking. I was just talking to you in public, and you just pulled it out of your pocket and just started. I remember.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
In what context you eat cheese?
Like a pizza, sandwich
I wouldn't have it on a pizza. I've had it on burgers. That's nice. Grilled cheese always good.
Oh, okay.
I might have
on a grilled
pizza.
Cheese sounds good, yeah.
To be fair, I've had smoked mozzarella. That's really nice.
Wow, okay.
And I'd have that on a pizza.
Is that in a smoky liquid?
What's the whole thing with liquid mozzarella? That's really uncommon.
What, it floating around in the...
Yeah, it's most of the time people don't use that.
But I think the only time not the only time I've seen it, but I saw it without having to go out my way. Someone bought some.
For what?
I think it was they
pasta?
Were cooking.
Maybe?
Yeah, and I was how much do I pay you to drink the goo? And they were infinite money. And I was okay,
I think it's whey. don't want to eat that.
I will say that I've done 2 playing favourite stunts and you've done 0, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it that way. I'm actually trying to make it so you have to do 3 and I have to do 0.
Well, that's all I've got to say on cheese. I mean.
Yep. All right. We should probably do the intro now then.
Yeah. Do you want to do the intro? Then I'll do the outro. Go on. No, just do it. Just do it. Yeah. Get out of the way. Come on.
Guys. Yep. Welcome to the episode. Yep. Today, me and Harry are going to be talking about our favorite cheeses.
Yeah. And that is what? Episode 34, isn't
episode
it?
Episode 43.
43. 43, not 34. That's episode 43. It's done. on lock. Sorted. Fantastic. We've done a classic playing favourites. It literally falls apart at the seams at the end. This is such a. We had this on crisp flavour when I thought the Cheeto.
I don't know if this episode was ever together.
It didn't. We did. Look. Yeah. It's sort of been a bit of an interesting one, but hopefully everyone's enjoyed listening to our sort of adventures in cheese. If you do, you know, periodically it's nice to mention if you're on, you know, if you listen to us through like Apple Podcasts or anything, iTunes reviews are a real good, solid way to support the show. So if you want to give us a 5-star rating over there or wherever you listen, wherever you get your podcast, if they have some kind of rating system, you know, 5-star review and even, you know, writing one out is absolutely fantastic. Always appreciate it. Really does help the show. One of the best ways you can help us out, with iTunes being the best one or wherever you get your podcasts is very cool. Other than that, we're on Twitter at PlayFavorites. Favorites, by the way, I'm going to remind you, spelt with a U, F-A-V-O-U-R-I-T-E. It's been a little while since I've sort of mentioned that sort of little consonant in the middle there. So make sure you get the right one. We tweet out every time we do a new episode with the topic. You can tweet right back in with your favorite and maybe get featured in the people's favorites. It's very exciting. You can also email in playingfavoritespodcast@gmail.com. Same again with the U in the same position, because why wouldn't it be? And you can email in with whatever you like. Anything you've made, anything you want us to talk about, your favorite cheese. We'd absolutely be thrilled to hear your words sort of typed in an email. So that's fantastic. I think that's everything, mate. Any final thoughts on cheese?
My favorite cheese.
Yeah. Well, we've done it.
We've already done that. Yeah.
It's Stilton.